It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Just ahead, it sounds a little cuckoo. A painting brings music to the ears of bird scientists. But first, we begin a new series on Living on Earth called Home Ground. Can you really say you know a place? I mean really know a place, until you can describe the landscape, the pattern of folds and features that make a place unique. Learning to describe a landscape is part of making it our own, claiming it as a place we care about. Nature writer Barry Lopez has devoted his life to describing landscapes in intimate detail. So he was surprised to find, not long ago, that no one had ever published a dictionary of American landscape terms. So Lopez and fellow writer Deborah Gwartney set out to do just that. They asked 45 other writers to craft accurate but lyrical definitions of landscape features they know and love, ranging from the commonplace, like field and desert, to the obscure, like ganderbrush, hogback ridge, and witness tree. The result is a new collection called Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape. And over the next few months, we'll feature a series of entries from the book read by the authors. We begin this week with Oregon writer John Daniel, reading his definition of one of the signature landscape features of his part of the country, Cascade.
Cascade. Mountain streams like to descend in stair-stepped series of short falls and brief pools. In these cascades, water alternates between two energy states, much like air shifting between super and subsonic flow. The white water of the falls is the fluvial equivalent of a sonic boom. Cascade is used more broadly to mean a rocky stretch of white water, less steep than a waterfall, but steeper than a rapid. The cascades of the Columbia River, formed several centuries ago when a massive slide filled the channel in the mid-Columbia Gorge, presented Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery with a 3-mile stretch of chutes and falls, boiling in a most horrible manner, according to William Clark's journal. Rafting or boating the gorge was the last leg of the Oregon Trail for many early immigrants. Some lost all they owned to the Cascades, and some lost their lives. Now drowned in slack water behind Bonneville Dam, this reach of river gave the Cascade Range its name.
John Daniel lives and writes in the hills just outside of Eugene, Oregon. His definition of cascade is included in the new book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney. In the coming weeks, we'll hear other entries from the book, including definitions of such landscape features as Blind Creek, Kiss Tank, and Anchor Ice.